You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hey everyone, welcome to The Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today is the first of three episodes we'll be posting, which will concentrate on why modernizing your mainframe development tools is so important. Today, we're going to be talking about the risk organizations face by not modernizing these tools and the benefits and velocity and quality that can be gained with the adoption of DevOps practices and modern tooling. So our guests today are BMC Area Vice President of Product Management, Sam Knutson, and Senior DevOps Architect, Stuart Ashby. Sam, Stuart, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Nice to meet
Matt. Yep.
So BMC has recently released the results of two new analyst surveys, which they commissioned through Forrester and Dimensional Research. And these surveys highlight the resurgence of the mainframe, the risks organizations take by not modernizing development on the mainframe, and the substantial benefits that come with DevOps adoption. So the study by Forrester surveyed mainframe software developers to determine the state of mainframe development. Meanwhile, Dimensional Research examine the current state of mainframe development and the challenges companies face in adopting DevOps. So I'll include links to both surveys in the show notes so everybody can see the specific stats for themselves. But the results of both studies underscored the continued importance of the mainframe. Dimensional Research study showed that 93% of businesses run business-critical applications on the mainframe, while three-quarters of respondents to the Forrester survey indicated that the mainframe is of utmost importance to their organization. Surveys also showed, though, that for many organizations, mainframe development practices and tooling have fallen behind those used on other platforms, often because the mainframe remains siloed and it's not included in enterprise DevOps initiatives. The Dimensional Research study showed that developers feel handicapped by the lack of DevOps practices on the mainframe, and it lists numerous challenges that organizations face, including slower release cycles, testing that takes too long, and a shortage of mainframe skilled resources. The Forrester survey backs us up. 8 out of 10 developers say their organization's mainframe development tools need significant improvements in order to be more effective. So Sam, after all that, how can the adoption of DevOps and the implementation of modern tooling help resolve these issues?
So Matt, the mainframe can be a first-class citizen for development, the same as every other platform. And that has been the thesis that my team and our engineering partners have pursued for years now. You have to mainstream the mainframe. That is our belief. You want to make it equal to any other platform, different only in syntax. And if you do that, then you have an environment that has your most critical business applications, because the applications that live on the mainframes today in the Fortune 2000, where the mainframe is still widely adopted, are applications that are not only business critical to those firms, they are often critical to the global economy, to the economy of their nation states, their governments, and to these multinational corporations, to the banking infrastructure. And I think it's well understood, but it's worth repeating. You cannot go through a day without touching a mainframe. And almost all the meaningful things you do involve transactions on a mainframe. When you get on a flight, when you withdraw money from an ATM, when you get your paycheck, all of these things involve business transactions on mainframes. And the reason is simple. The mainframe, the IBM ZOS platform, is the most efficient business transaction platform that the world has ever seen. These are amazing, efficient hyper-converged systems. And, you know, platforms like the Z15 hardware combined with the software stack that IBM curates for the mainframe of ZOS technologies like CICS, DB2, IMS, that power that those applications that customers have crafted and upgraded and maintained over the last 50 years provide these amazing fundamental capabilities. But they're often still being treated the same way that they were in the 1990s. And so you can't expect to go find developers who work in the same way out of the box that developers worked in the 1980s, 90s, and before, or that want to. And all of these businesses are almost certainly having DevOps utilized in other places in their business. They're doing Agile and DevOps techniques and methods to do their software development, because that is the way that you work on most modern systems of engagement. And those techniques and methods absolutely can apply to the mainframe. So you can solve the skills problem by bringing a great developer experience to the mainframe. So the developers who are working on other platforms could in fact apply those skills to the mainframe. That you can orchestrate your releases using the same processes and technologies that you have on other platforms. And the great BMC Compuware technology very much helps you do that by mainstreaming the mainframe. We do the heavy lifting, we go right up to the edge of the platform and let you plug in tools like Jenkins and Splunk, SonarQube. Those tools are absolutely applicable to mainframe development. And so if you can bring that great developer experience that is the expectation of developers in the workforce today, and you cannot get in the time machine and go get developers from 1980, would that, it seems like the modernizing your tool chain is a better option for you. So you can drive improvements in quality, velocity, and efficiency in the way that you do mainframe development today. You can do it with modern tools on the mainframe platform and solve your skills issues, your throughput issues, while maintaining the quality that you expect on that mainframe platform, because these are mission-critical applications. I think there is an opportunity here for DevOps to be a pivotal piece of solving the problems that you described for the mainframe platform.
Stuart, what's your take?
I wholeheartedly agree with everything Sam said, that I think on the mainframe, I believe that the mainframe community has always been very keen on automation. And whilst we were siloed, that worked very well. You know, we were scripting things with Rex and building utilities with ISPF panels. But whilst that worked for those of us that had grown up on the mainframe since the 1980s, you know, held various positions across that platform, you know, we've got a lot of experience. We're now trying to refresh the workforce, and people are coming in with knowledge of application development techniques and agile methodologies. But TSO, ISPF, and SDSF for checking spool, all of these interfaces are incredibly time-consuming to learn and become proficient, along with all the acronyms. So I think the really cunning thing that's happening with modernization is that the UI for many of the classic mainframe tools, BMC Compuware Expediter and a Bendade, are being hidden with great UI. So as Sam touched on, we're seeing the industry moving towards having Git as version control. So the BMC Compuware ISPW product is almost becoming a build and deploy engine that facilitates an early career engineer to interact through an interface that they're familiar with. COBOL or JCL are languages that they're already polyglots with lots of other languages. So COBOL and JCL with template help in an IDE can easily be learned, and you can adhere to standards by using plugins from SonarSource for making sure that you've got the right syntax. BMC have SQL assurance tools, so you're improving the quality in a static analysis method. And then when you commit the code to your version control, your pipeline can be kicking off automated unit tests that have been recorded using BMC Compuware Topaz for Total Test, but they're all part of a pipeline. So as the aging workforce is retiring, it's incumbent on them to perhaps codify some of their knowledge into the pipelines. Next generation can leverage that. And as they become more comfortable with what those pipelines are doing, they can think, actually, the next step is to whatever, use their knowledge as it comes along, or their experience of other tools. And as Sam was saying, we want to make the mainframe just another server in the data center that happens to be incredibly good at its job. But lets improve the developer experience by having the right tools, regardless of the platform, interconnected with RESTful API. And that's how we're mainstreaming the mainframe. You don't have to necessarily go out and rip and replace. If you've got tools that have RESTful API, leverage them. If you don't, then you need to look if you're going to get that modernization. But it's use the right tools on the platform that you're familiar with and leverage the mainframe where you need to. But everything else, the whole experience should be something that any engineer from any programming language should be happy using.
As we look at today's digital economy, the mainframes relied upon more and more to perform back-end transactions, as Sam and Stuart touched on. 96% of respondents to the Dimensional Research Survey reported that mainframe data is changing and getting more complex. Well, the Forrester survey showed that over the next year, 77% of developers will be prioritizing better personalization of customer-facing web and mobile experiences. So how does the use of modern development tools and the inclusion of the mainframe in the Enterprise DevOps toolchain helps for the innovation needed to develop these cross-platform applications? Stuart, I'll ask you to start.
Yeah, good question. So my take is that if we automate mundane and repetitive tasks, then offer them as self-service offerings so that an individual working in their own time and their own location because of what's happened with the pandemic, they can do all this stuff with self-service. Their affinity to the services that they're writing for their customers may increase because they're able to do it without having to go and ask various people lots of questions to how do I do this, how do I do that. It's all provisioned for them. And that autonomy brings time to think about the outcome and innovate because you're not following a bunch of pre-written steps. You know what you can do with the environment. And because it's self-service and it spins up, if you test something and it doesn't work, it'll spin down, no calamity, nobody else is affected. You know, the automation does all the heavy lifting. Your experienced DBAs have coded their knowledge into the automation. So that autonomy allows you to perhaps try something out. If it doesn't work, no problem. If it does work, it's like, hey guys, look what I did. You know, I tried this and it works. You know, whether it's dynamic SQL in stored procedures or something. If you're always got those safety barriers of the automation, making sure that you're operating within site standards and site capacity, then plenty of scope for trying and perhaps not succeeding, but perhaps providing a whole new way of working.
Sam, how would you answer that?
So let me pull out a couple of threads that Stuart laid out there.
Okay.
Customer expectations are ever increasing. Every company is a software company.
Definitely.
The compelling conversation here is that customers have an increasing customer experience. That experience is delivered through software. And the systems that matter live on the mainframe. The things that can drive increased outcomes for the firm. So if you want to dramatically increase customer experience, then you've got to include those systems in what you're working. So you have to be mainframe inclusive in your DevOps approach. And in order to do that, you've got to have what is on the other side of the wall from a great customer experience. You got to have a great developer experience, a DX. And those mainframe developers, they are empowered with, you know, agile methods and DevOps techniques, modern tooling. And if everything they do is woven into a multi-platform, multi-vendor tool chain that is inclusive of the mainframe, allowing them to deliver with the quality, velocity, and efficiency that will help the firms to provide a great customer experience. Now you've knitted the two ends together, and it's a wonderful feedback loop of customers continually raising their expectations and the firm delivering on them. And the mainframe has to be included in that if we are going to meet customer expectations on these core systems that are woven throughout the world's economy and the world's experiences amongst the global 2000.
Right. And that kind of sets up my next question, which involves with the mainframe being accessed, it can't be the weak link. It can't be the slow development while other teams are agile and using DevOps. The mainframe can't remain using waterfall because you're only as fast as your slowest link in the chain. So, Stuart, what impact on velocity and quality are you seeing as you help customers implement mainframe DevOps?
The impact is positive, Matt. You know, we certainly see quality and velocity going up when things like static code analysis and automated unit testing are leveraged through the early phases of the software delivery lifecycle. And our customers that exploit the free service that BMC created called ZAdvisor demonstrates that quality is being improved because they see a lack of a reduction in a bends in production, or shorter incident cycles, or perhaps they see through their agile process that more story points are being delivered. So there's empirical evidence that this approach is improving both quality and velocity. And when BMC got Forrester to interview our customers that had used the BMC CompuWare Topaz for Total Test product, they did a total economic impact study of introducing automated unit testing. And the outcomes are staggering. The numbers are so large that most people that I talk to, you know, think I'm bonkers until you kind of walk them through that impact document and show them the validation of it. So the data's there, it's concrete. The customers are there creating reference points for the next wave of customer to build upon. So impact of velocity and quality, definitive, Matt.
And since you brought it up, I'll include a link to the automated testing TEI in our show notes. And there are going to be some additional and updated data for it in the not too distant future. So that's something to look out for as well. Sam, I'm going to go back to the question, same question for you, is when you speak with customers, what kind of impact on velocity and quality are you seeing them experience?
So adoption of agile techniques and DevOps methods at almost every customer that I've spoken to has been documented to improve quality, velocity, and efficiency. And that is appreciable in part because they're actually measured for the first time. You know, so often in the past, development has been looked at very much in the same way that you might bake a cake, that it's just a pure time-based activity, that the development will take 6 months and then it will be in pre-prod for 90 days and then it'll be in production. And you really don't have clear measures of what you're delivering and the quality. So oftentimes as part of a DevOps project, you establish measures, get a baseline, and you can actually, for the first time, perhaps ever, really understand what you are delivering. And you can see that you are getting a solid return on investment. And the TEI that you just referenced, that is a fantastic example of seeing the real world financial benefits of automated testing, that going from executing manual processes to a fully automated process, whether it's automated testing or quality checking, standards enforcement, the farther you can shift left, the more economic impact you're going to have, because you're avoiding rework, you're avoiding wasted time, and especially when you have to go back to a developer to make a change, whether they have not followed a best coding practice or they've actually created code that has a defect in it, in adding some new capability, they've regressed some previous capability that's still required. The time for that developer to reconnect to that work that they did dramatically increases the longer that the pause is from when they introduce a problem to when they are asked to correct it. So with tools like Sonar, which is fully integrated with Topaz, we get as close to the developer putting essentially pen to paper as you possibly can. As soon as they're typing in a change, it's being validated almost in real time.
so that they can, they can see that I have violated a site standard or I've introduced a syntax error, and I can correct that with a helpful editor and sonar. And that is dramatically different, far, far better than days later when, or weeks later when a testing cycle is conducted. So again, shifting left has real value to the developer who's writing the code. It improves their developer experience and it improves their throughput. So yeah, these things matter in terms of getting more software for your customer, more new capabilities faster with the quality that they expect.
We're just about out of time, so I'd like to thank both of you, Sam and Stuart, again for joining me.
And thank you to all of our listeners. Be sure to check out the second part of our discussion of DevOps and modern tooling, when I'll be joined by Mark Schettenhelm and Roland Kinsman to talk about developer experience on the mainframe. Until then, take care.
You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's intelligent Z optimization and transformation podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.